Samuel, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Samuel from Canberra. I did reply to your email.
You did.
I think that's amazing. You came down to the thing last Thursday, the cruise on the harbour for Christmas, and the email that you sent me, I didn't read until I got home, but it said you went home on the bus, slightly late due to a flat battery. Then you reached the heavy vehicle inspection centre where about a dozen police cars were in attendance. The RTA ran their checks on the bus, and then the police took the sniffer dogs to the luggage and called a few people off the bus, only to find that there was nothing illegal or dangerous in the bags. A nice little half-hour delay. I think that's dreadful.
Oh, well, it meant that I got back to Canberra at 10 o'clock, and by that stage I was very hungry and I didn't have dinner until very late, so... Yeah. But other than that, the day was wonderful. The cruise was fantastic.
Yeah.
I've just been to publicly thank All Occasion Cruises. They did a fantastic job. And isn't Georgie just lovely?
Hey, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Always has been, eh, sweetheart?
Yeah. With my camera, I got a little video of Georgie having a dance, and every time I watch it, it brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah, I missed that, I must admit. I must have been upstairs getting some fresh air. I missed Georgie having a bit of a dance.
Oh, well, I'm going to send for all the photos and videos to you, so you'll get to see it.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so nice that you made the effort, and so did Vanda, of course, from Canberra, down, and unfortunately, of course, you had that hiccup on the way back. I thought about that over the weekend. I'm not too sure that they can do that. I mean, obviously they can because they did. But I don't know that the police are within their rights to stop a bus and order people to get off. And did they check your luggage?
That's the bags they were sniffing, yeah.
Well...
It was extraordinary.
I'm going to have to check with the police media on that. That doesn't seem right, really.
But just before you go, I know you've got to go to the news in a moment, but... I passed by Martin Place on my way back to
and saw the Channel 7 thing. Just a minute, Samuel, I've really just got to stop because I know that you saw the Channel 7 studios, which were a bit of a thrill for you, and that'd be nice. Hang on.
New Day Australia on Talk 1116, Brisbane's 4BC.
We're talking Brisbane.
To UE, 4BC and across Australia, it's back to John Kerr.
The open line is 13 13 32. Bill's on the line, so is Bernie, so is Andrew, but Samuel, who we were talking to an hour or so ago, has wanted to come back and say something else. Yes, sir, Samuel, good morning.
Good morning again, John.
Now, what's the story?
We were about to quickly discuss my visit past the Seven News studio.
That's right, yes.
Yes. I was amazed to see that they filmed the news Today, Tonight and Sunrise all in the same room.
In Martin Place?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah, all out of that one same room. It was quite extraordinary.
So they do the Sunrise program there from 6 a.m. Monday to Friday. What else do they do? The news?
The news.
Well, the nightly news.
The nightly news, and also Today Tonight.
I didn't actually know that. I didn't know that both those, the last two you mentioned, are also done in those studios. But it makes sense. They've put in this beautiful facility, so why would they use it only just for the breakfast program?
Yeah. And quickly, the story I wanted to tell you all of Thursday and never got a chance to was that on Wednesday afternoon, I went to sleep so I wouldn't have to on Thursday morning, and I ended up being interrupted by two phone calls telling me that I'd got that job that I'm starting tomorrow.
Monday or Tuesday?
Tuesday now. They put it back a day because the boss is busy all Monday.
Oh, okay.
But, so I ended up getting very little sleep that afternoon, so I was actually pretty tired when I got up to Sydney, but I enjoyed the day anyway.
Oh, well, being out on the harbour in the fresh air and the company of all those nice people who were there, one would imagine that might have perked you up a little bit.
Probably.
Yeah, that's good. Incidentally, Anastasia and I, this is the most impertinent question, and I've never asked it of any of my listeners ever in a number of years. How old are you, Samuel?
18.
are you? Because you're a very young-looking guy, and that's a compliment. A very young-looking guy. Anastasia said, oh, gosh, he's a lot younger than I thought he was going to be. So, 18 years of age, eh?
Yeah, I've got a recording here somewhere of us having a conversation on my 18th birthday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I should have remembered that. Anyway, I'm glad that you thoroughly enjoyed the day. Good luck for the job. What's the job you're starting tomorrow?
Yeah, an office admin job.
That's right. And you're happy about that?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, well, isn't that good? A whole bunch of new people to meet, a new challenge, of course, with a new job, Samuel. So yeah. I'm sure it's going to be a very exciting day for you tomorrow. So hopefully you might, oh, well, it might be a bit hard for you to give us a ring later in the week because you'll be a working guy.
Oh, well, I'll do my best.
Do your best.
All right.
Nice to hear from you, Samuel.
Likewise.
Good night.
Night.
Bye-bye. Lovely young man from Canberra. Came all the way up here on Thursday for a Christmas cruise.
New Day Australia on Talk 1160, Brisbane's 4BC.
Now, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Yes.
I know you're a busy man, so I'll make this as brief as possible.
That's all right.
No, you may not be able to help us, but it may...
Bill, just hold me for just 2 seconds, because if I don't mention this now, I will forget.
Right, okay.
Because I've been reminded about Georgie because of your wonderful Scottish accent there, Bill.
Oh, it's so wonderful.
Georgie wishes Samuel, if you're listening, still Samuel in Canberra through TCC, all the best for your new job. Georgie's obviously heard that you're starting a new job tomorrow, Tuesday, Samuel. And, of course, Georgie and Samuel met each other on the Christmas cruise last Thursday on Sydney Harbour. And Georgie sends you, Samuel, a big, sloppy kiss.